This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
News with Chris Barnes.
Former President George H.W. Bush continues to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where people have been coming from all over the nation and the world to pay their respects to Bush 41. This woman's in from Massachusetts.
He comes from a generation of people that treat people like people, and it's just wonderful.
At a ceremony yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence called George H.W. Bush a good man who exemplified kindness and modesty. Prince Charles will come to Washington tomorrow to represent Queen Elizabeth at the 41st President's funeral at the National Cathedral. Officials in California now say the number of people confirmed dead from last month's Camp Fire is 85, not 88 as previously reported. The number of missing list is also now down to 11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
On the sidelines of a NATO meeting in Brussels today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defends President Trump's foreign policy, blasting critics who've claimed that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions.
Bad actors have exploited our lack of leadership for their own gain. This is the poisoned fruit of American retreat. President Trump is determined to reverse that.
Pompeo assuring the U.S. is not abandoning international leadership and nations that he calls our friends in the international system. Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer was suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation into his handling of claims of domestic violence involving a former assistant coach. Ohio State's new full-time head coach will be Ryan Day, who is currently the team's offensive coordinator. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An independent autopsy shows an Alabama man who was mistakenly killed by police on Thanksgiving night was shot three times from behind. Lawyer Benjamin Crum says it shows Emantic E.J. Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. shot in the back of the head, neck, and the lower back at a mall in Hoover. Police thought the 21-year-old Bradford was the gunman in a shooting when officers fatally shot him. Police later retracted their statement and identified 20-year-old Aaron Brown as the actual shooter. Crum says forensic evidence suggests that Bradford was moving away from officers. He said, "You're not a threat when you're running away." A top-ranking U.S. Navy admiral's death is being called an apparent suicide. Vice Admiral Scott Sterny commanded the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in the Middle East. He was found dead at his home in Bahrain on Saturday. Sterny took command of the 5th Fleet in May after serving as Director of Operations for U.S. Central Command. The fleet operates in the Persian Gulf, Red Sea, and Indian Ocean. And Universal Pictures is working on a movie inspired by the music of Prince. The film company has acquired the rights to a portion of his music catalog for this project, which will include a storyline based around his songs. It will be similar to the Mamma Mia films, which are based around music from the Swedish pop group ABBA. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, including a plethora, and I mean an absolute plethora, of podcast interviews of your favorite experts that we've had here on the show that we featured on. And it's our gift to you because that's the way we roll. We're givers here. Horace Cooper joins us now. Horace, who taught constitutional law at George Mason University in Virginia. Also, I would say he's the senior counsel to U.S. House Majority Leader Dick Armey. And because of that, Horace, you know, I want to get your sentiment on the passing of the 41st President of the United States.
Well, when I came to Washington, D.C., George Herbert Walker Bush was President of the United States, and we were in the minority in the House of Representatives, and he had indicated to the House Republican leadership that there were major issues, particularly with regard to defense, but other issues like the pro-life issue, that he was going to work very closely with the House Republicans in particular, but with the idea that it gave him leverage in his negotiations with the Democrats, because there were enough. We didn't have near the number of Republicans that we will have going into this new session of Congress in the minority, but there were enough to sustain a veto. And it was a distinguishing trait that while President Reagan had spoke so vividly and so clearly about his passions on the pro-life issue, it ended up being George Herbert Walker Bush who actually was able to enshrine in law and regulations many of the pro-life protections that we've built upon today.
Exactly. Well, we know that the 41st president was a very effective foreign policy expert. I mean, he really, that was his strength. And, and whether it's Churchill or Ronald Reagan or others, they come at a time when you need them the most, their gifting, their talent, their insight. But this is also why, somebody like Dick Armey and even Newt Gingrich was so important because they helped fortify, the domestic angle and maybe in terms of the perspective. For domestic issues. And, of course, that came back to leave him vulnerable to Bill Clinton, did it not?
Well, that's true. Heading into the midterm elections, there had been a huge, huge effort of the so-called the precursor to the Me Too movement, the a claim that somehow our president was anti-women and the party was anti-women. What it actually helps remind us, although I hear really, really remarkable and positive things about President Herbert Walker Bush after his death, any Republican, is pilloried and attacked while they are alive, and particularly while they aspire for influence and positions of power. It is telling that it doesn't matter if you are Bob Dole, John McCain, George Herbert Walker Bush, Mitt Romney, or Donald Trump, what you'll be accused of looks pretty much the same. George Herbert Walker Bush, I think one of his most consequential domestic policy acts was naming Clarence Thomas to the United States Supreme Court, a very, very significant change to the Supreme Court, and one that has had lifelong ramifications.
Well, and also, you know, in much the same case like Kavanaugh and how Donald Trump stuck to Kavanaugh and supported him, George Herbert Walker Bush supported, you know, Clarence Thomas.
Oh, absolutely.
You might say in other cases there were presidents that with not necessarily the backbone of Donald Trump or George Bush to stand by their nominee like this.
So one of the nicest, but there have been many, one of the nicest comments and public releases made after the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush was made by Virginia and Clarence Thomas. And they discussed how they had remained in contact over decades at this point, but in particular how resolute the president had been during this period where, and one of the reasons why during the Kavanaugh attack, I knew this playbook because I had seen it as a kid when it was done with Clarence Thomas. And it is hoped to me, things worked out well, but it is hoped to me that President Trump had also seen the playbook that was carried out by George Herbert Walker Bush and understood the benefits of being resolute. A really, really consequential decision was made in naming Kavanaugh, just as a very, very consequential decision was made in naming Thomas. President Trump has been quite the domestic triumph as a president, but George Herbert Walker Bush does have some achievements. And as I said, the pro-life issue is one that very little attention has been given to, but
exactly.
He was quite resolute on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as he even said in his own words, that he didn't like the term legacy. He felt that that was to be left up to the historians. And as would follow suit, as some have said, they've qualified him by saying that he was probably one of the best one-term presidents we've ever had. Others have come back to correct it and say, forget about the one term. The impact that he had for the time that he was there. I mean, it was a perfect time, you know, the third term of Ronald Reagan. And, Ross Perot is not there, then there would have been four terms, right?
That's probably very true. I don't want to minimize the foreign policy accomplishments because those have domestic ramifications.
Right.
Just look at much of Europe during World War II. The entire economies of these countries, even in America, a significant amount of our economy during World War II was tied to the war effort. If you lived in London, there was almost nothing going on during the entirety of World War II that wasn't associated with the war effort.
Exactly.
What George Herbert Walker Bush was able to accomplish was that we got through one of the most serious threats that we would face in our lifetime without it having to turn to that kind of disruptive, completely overwhelming experience for us. So the domestic side actually does have some benefits and some consequences with regard to the international and foreign policy agenda.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator here on Bill Martinez Live. More from Horace on the other side. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Power of your words, and they do have meaning, ladies and gentlemen. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Here we are, Bill Martinez with you. And Forrest Cooper is with us. He continues, former constitutional law professor, recognized the legal commentator and co-chair of the Project 21 Advisory Board. You know, a lot has been discussed in the marketplace, in the public square, regarding criminal justice reform. And Horace, you wrote an opinion piece that I think is really important about the right to bail being critical to fair criminal justice. Explain to our audience where you're coming from on this.
Certainly. So first let me just say, one of the biggest issues in America with regard to criminal justice reform has somehow moved off the front and center space. And that is the tendency in America for people to be able to be convicted of crimes that they haven't knowingly committed. If you're speeding, if you were jaywalking, if you even steal someone's car, these are actions that you take knowingly. You don't have to know the exact statute, but you understand and comprehend that the actions you're taking are the reason why you're being charged. Mm-hmm. But there are increasingly in America a whole host of crimes where your personal action isn't what's necessary. The snail darter crosses your land in the dark of night. You don't see it. You are asleep. And then you engage in some traditional agriculture behavior. You can be found criminally liable, even though you never even understood, never knew, were not aware of what happened. And there are a host of crimes like this. That's something that we ought to be having a conversation about. But with regard to bail, there has been a very, very pernicious push to eliminate the use of what's called money bail, the ability of an individual to offer a payment as a bond for a promise that they are going to show up for trial. And in exchange for that, they get to go home and be with their family and continue going to work. Mm-hmm. What many people hear when they say we're eliminating financial bail is, well, good, we're locking everybody up. But that's actually not what's being presented. What's being presented is that essentially people would just promise to show up. They would, instead of putting a bond up guaranteeing that they will make the appearance, they'll just swear, yes, I'll show up. Typically, the kind of charge where you do that, where you just say, I promise I'm going to show up, is a charge that is so nominal, it's so minor, that there isn't some risk factor. But there's two things that we have to be concerned about. One is that you'll show up, and the other is that you won't reoffend during the period. Right. The financial bond helps to make sure that both of those things are done to society's satisfaction.
We're already doing that right now when you get a speeding ticket, are we not?
Well, absolutely, and that's what we do for very minor charges. Mm-hmm. But now what's being pushed is, let's take a home invasion. You're and your family are at home, and someone comes in, they have weapons, they rob you, they bind you, they injure you, and fortunately, they didn't kill you. Mm-hmm. In a case like that, there could traditionally be somewhere between a $200,000, $300,000, or even $500,000 financial bond. We say the severity of what you did was so significant that we're worried that you're likely to reoffend. You're a dangerous person. Mm-hmm. Well, the get rid of bail option doesn't say, get rid of money bail option, doesn't say, right, lock them up until we hold the trial. It simply says, let's trust them that they'll come. And there has been created an algorithm or software that purportedly is able to say to each person who comes before a judge whether or not they're likely to show up and unlikely to reoffend during the period while we're waiting for a trial. This algorithm, called the Public Safety Assessment Tool, has been shown to be an abysmal failure. The only thing remarkable about it is how many new jurisdictions keep adopting it.
Wow.
The goal is to eliminate money or financial bonds, mm-hmm. but not to hold those who engage in dangerous acts accountable. Their hope is that if we end up eliminating money bail, what we'll end up doing is being forced to either lock everyone up, a very expensive proposition prior to trial, or decriminalize. And the kinds of crimes that I'm talking about, whether it's car theft, whether it's burglary, whether it's violent assault, whether it's use of a firearm while in the commission of a felony, the advocates of eliminating money bail would actually have us be forced to make these like speeding.
Well, if the algorithm is proving ineffective, you know, you would think that you'd make some adjustments within that and take a look at your algorithm to make sure the equations are coming out, you know, a little bit to where, you know, we're not running into, you know, the travesties that we're running into under the current system, wouldn't you think?
So this computer program is a flawed concept because what it does is it purports to do what a judge might do if he were looking at you. He can tell by your attire.
Exactly.
He can tell by your language. He can tell by your demeanor. Everything about that, he's able to say in his judgment what it would take. And here's the thing. If you have to put up $250,000, $300,000, you're very less likely to not show up, and you're certainly not going to offend again prior to your trial, because both of these would cause you to forfeit your bond. When you just give your word, you have a case like we saw in South Carolina where a person who was a drug dealer was given this surety bond, or just give his word, and what did he do? He stole a police car while leaving the very courthouse where he'd just given the surety bond, and did so because he later would say, well, I needed a ride.
Yes. Why are we continuing this conversation, Horace? I mean,
California has just...
Well, of course, leave it to California. Yes, right.
California made this the law, and they followed it just in November with a broad decriminalization. They literally, the criminal literally has to pistol whip you while stealing grandma's purse or breaking into your home before it can become a felony. New Jersey has done this. The New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police says that it led to a tripling of reoffending while people were waiting for trial. But this is being pushed all over the country, not for the purpose of having smart criminal justice reform, but instead to do what the radicals in the 50s and 60s pushed on us, broad levels of decriminalization. That's the wrong direction for criminal justice reform.
Where's the win here, you know, for the everyday citizen, Horace?
We're going to be saddled with a crime wave if these kinds of things push toward us. And that's the real question is, why don't we nip this in the bud,
Amen.
As Barney Fife might say.
Exactly. No, I agree. This is insane. I mean, the one thing that we appreciate about having, you know, the 50 laboratories in this country is that we can see how this works out. And, of course, you know, California is in a fishbowl right now. There's a lot to be learned from some of the wackiness going on there, including harvesting ballots and on, and sanctuary states. And, hey, who knows, maybe you can be part of the fecal pickup group in your local community, just like San Francisco. I mean, what a mess. Horace Cooper, as always, appreciate the update and the information. We will definitely pass it on. Nationally recognized legal commentator, Horace
Thank
Cooper. You Thank you, Horace.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed. Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid and Walgreens.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President George H.W. Bush continues to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where people have been coming from all over the nation and the world to pay their respects to Bush 41. This woman's in from Massachusetts.
He comes from a generation of people that treat people like people, and it's just wonderful.
At a ceremony yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence called George H.W. Bush a good man who exemplified kindness and modesty. Prince Charles will come to Washington tomorrow to represent Queen Elizabeth at the 41st President's funeral at the National Cathedral. Officials in California now say the number of people confirmed dead from last month's campfire is 85, not 88 as previously reported. The number of missing list is also now down to 11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Well, welcome to the intersection of faith and truth as we go head to head with this culture to realize that, you know, we have people that matter here in this country. People that are a bit confused and wondering about their faith, if they really believe in the things that they say they believe in. And then you have others just walking in darkness. But it is our mission. It is our commandment to spread the truth, to be promoters of the truth and direct people where, you know, they can get out of the chaos as opposed to just sitting there and struggling and fighting over these incredible things. But we were warned, we were told beforehand that we would be going through this period of time where there would be Christian persecution, and it continues to be evident. Fox News is reporting that two Christian artists could face jail time in Arizona for refusing service for same-sex weddings. Now, these Christian women could be sentenced to 6 months in jail for every day they break the new law for not creating artwork for same-sex weddings. And here to tell us and discuss it more is David Benham. Yes, one half of the Benham brothers. He says the better looking of the two. I it's hard to argue. He's the author, Christian entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to be talking to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bill. And not only am I better looking, but I'm smarter, too. So you got the right twin.
Well, we'll teach your brother not to show up.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's the way it works here. Hey, so no surprise, Christians, people of faith continue to be persecuted. And this is happening a state at a time. And here we are in Arizona. Arizona is starting to reflect more and more of California. I don't know if more Californians have been moving into that state that has caused it to go bizarre. Here it is. I mean, now you've got Christian artists that are being compelled to do something that is against their conscience.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, it's interesting. The ceiling always becomes the floor in this radical sexual moral revolution in America today. And it doesn't matter that at the Supreme Court level, when Jack Phillips, the cake baker out of Colorado, won at the Supreme Court level, this, and I call them the thought mafia, or this just this militant anti-thought, anti-free speech, anti-religious liberty mafia is just really targeting those who seek to live by Christian conviction. Now, here's what's interesting. The hypocrisy of this is really what alarms me. You can look at 1,500 designers for dresses, dress designers, that signed a petition refusing to design a dress for Melania Trump for the inaugural ball. You remember that in the New York Times?
Yes, exactly. Right.
They were hailed as heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when photographers, florists, cake bakers, they don't just not serve individuals. They serve all individuals. But when they are forced to participate in a wedding or an expressive event or a message that is against their convictions, they're called haters. So on the one hand, folks for saying, I'm not going to use my artistic design in a certain way are called heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, conservatives and Christians are called haters. And we have to speak the truth. We have to speak the truth in love. And we have to dissect what's really happening here, because this immoral revolution, it started in the 60s, this hippie revolution. You know, you see it on the campus of Berkeley, and now all of a sudden it went from acceptance to appreciation to celebration, and now they've shifted in this revolution to forced participation. In
exactly.
other words, you will be forced to participate, and we have to stand up for freedom.
Well, without a doubt, and David, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, all this whole... rework of our language, everything's got to be woke and you've got to use these right pronouns. If you use the improper pronoun, all this is becoming weaponized to where you can find yourself paying, you know, hefty fines now. This is how ridiculous this has gotten. But, you know, people of faith, if we don't stand up against this, I mean, remember, it wasn't that long ago. People of faith said, hey, look, we see the trajectory of this. Where we are today is exactly where we said, you know, we would be at. And of course, we were told, oh, no, that's not going to happen. We just need to make a little bit of room, for people of a differing thought. We need to be a little bit more inclusive. Now here we've got, confusion in the bathrooms. People of conscience can't hold to their conscience anymore without having to pay hefty fees and being bankrupt in the process. I mean, I'm sure you've talked with, the Kleins, Melissa.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, it broke my heart, David. I got to tell you, we met there in NRB in Nashville, and, you know, tears rolling down her face. I mean, here is somebody who had a dream, just to, make her cookies and to be a baker and to bless people in her community. And they're out of business, and $145,000 later, thank God for some, crowdfunding. But even still, more importantly, I mean, you just took a bit of this person's soul and purpose in life, and you just ripped it right out of her. I mean, this is heartbreaking.
The problem.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, Bill, is obviously this is happening. You even said at the beginning of the show that we know in Scripture this was going to happen, but when believers see that it's happening and do nothing about it, we don't speak the truth and speak it in love. For instance, the headlines against Aaron and Melissa Klein to shut down their bakery, and the headlines against these women.
Did we lose them? Okay, let's see if we can reconnect with them here. We're in a key point here with David Benham as to what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. But, the thing I find in contrast here, it's a minority of people really that are causing these kind of problems. But our government and, people of responsibility are giving them such significance to where laws are being changed. And, the accommodation that they want is at the expense of people of faith. I mean, that's not the way rights work. you know, rights are accommodating for all parties. You just don't do it at the expense of another here. So as we wait to reconnect, don't we love the technology? When it works, it's awesome. But when, you know, all of a sudden we get a knot in the cord, as we used to say back in my early radio days when we were doing some troubleshooting, you know, that was the catch-all for every electronic problem in broadcasting was, oh, there must be a knot in the cord. Maybe this is the case here again, either that or, you know, David's phone ran out of power, because that happens too as well. But, you know, I think that David brings up a good point here regarding Melania Trump. I don't know how many of you remember that there were so many dressmakers, boy. I mean, you know, signing a petition, there was no way they were going to have anything to do with Melania Trump's gown for the inaugural. No luck, huh? Okay. All right. Well, let me, again, just remind you of what we're talking about here. As I was mentioning, you know, the dressmakers for Melania, it was okay for 1,500, as David reported, 1,500 dressmakers to say they want nothing to do with it. You know, somehow that's not regarded as something that's hateful. I mean, not to mention the fact, the honor that they would have had had they been selected to, you know, design a gown for the First Lady. But, you know, this is how ridiculous this has gotten, that, you know, we're at each other's throat and, you know, we're going, wait a minute, what happened to the United States of America? I mean, we've become the divided states of America. I mean, this is not a good thing. It leaves us vulnerable on all levels. I mean, right now we have a golden opportunity, I believe, with this president to effect some positive change. But we have to think in terms of what our Constitution delivers for us and makes possible. But if we go outside of the Constitution and say, well, it doesn't work, it's elastic and that sort of thing, then you start getting these kind of crazy things that are on display here now, where you get people of conscience, where their conscience is being invaded and compromised at the hands of these activists and people who, like what? Like there's not other alternatives for them to see? I mean, this is ridiculous, and it requires, you know, judges, it requires some, you know, proper reason and consideration to balance this out, not to be able to weaponize this kind of thing, as David referred to as the thought police that's running rampant in our country right now. We've got more coming up. Viral videos next. Stay with us.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year. Take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off buying jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
This report is brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. It's no surprise that the holiday season is retailers' most lucrative time. Holiday shoppers are constantly scouring brick-and-mortar stores, major retailers, and e-commerce sites to find the best deals possible. But what are our purchases revealing about our shopping habits and patterns? For more than 20 years, Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey has monitored consumer behavior and preferences to analyze the what, why, and how surrounding our shopping methods. Catherine Bruce, Manager, Market Insights in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated, discusses holiday shopping and how consumers plan to spend this holiday season.
From Black Friday and Cyber Monday to the rush right before Christmas, today consumers have more options to buy what they need and still stay on their budget. With the option of layaway, ship to store, and social media opportunities, we're seeing a change in consumer habits and high-cost items becoming more accessible.
For more information, visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand it on your amazing way. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me.
Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, I'm what I'm doing here right now, I'm just a little bit distracted because, we got cut off with our conversation with David Benham, and I was just texting him back because he's now on his wife's phone here, and so he was saying that, his phone dropped out and blaming Verizon. I thought, I was just texting him back. Thought maybe it was Jason getting even for what he said about him earlier. Just for fun. Why not? Hey, Samantha Mao is with us right now. The good news girl, as we take a look at viral videos. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I had tweeted out and put on my Facebook last night a couple of, videos or pictures that went absolutely viral. One of them was the picture of Sully, President George H.W. Bush's service dog, just lying there in front of the coffin. It just was so touching. And I put out, I said, this is why all dogs must go to heaven.
They really must.
Yeah. I mean, they have to. I mean, it was just so touching. The other one was the political cartoon, similar to what was done when Barbara Bush passed regarding Robin. And you and I talked about that, how Robin with Open Arms Mom, and she was coming, against the heaven. And yesterday's one was, President Bush's World War II plane landing in heaven and him disembarking. And there's Robin and Barbara saying, hey, we waited for you. Real touching, viral shots in our culture that are just so, so precious. And you're so grateful for that because a nation is mourning, for the passing of our 41st president. Not a surprise. We all knew that his health was failing. You know, I thought it was interesting that his final words were to number 43, his eldest son, George W. Bush, and he said his final four words, "I love you too." You know, George Bush,
oh.
The president said, "Dad, I love you," and he said, "I love you too," and those were his last four words that he spoke. You know, so you know, quite a tribute to a statesman, to an individual whose life is an example. You know, of course, coming out of the greatest generation, the generation that fought and defended our country during World War II, and which he did at an early age, you know, putting aside his college ambitions to enter into military service. But that's his life. His life was a an example of service, and he's being well honored, you know, bipartisanly, I might say, in a Congress, you know, from a Congress in a you know, a political environment that's very very partisan. You know, you've got both sides coming together, and we could only hope, you know, that there could be something, you know, by his example that might, you know, cause these political factions to come together and realize that it's about the United States of America. It's not about the Democratic Party. It's not about the Republican Party or independents. It's about the country. It's about us as Americans. And we could only hope that that could be the benefit of his passing and a lasting legacy that he could bring to it. Maybe that's asking too much of any one person, but, you know, hey, that's our prayer right now. Anyway, Sam, let's take a look at these viral videos. We've got, speaking of emotions, we got an emotional homecoming. A New York teen with a rare skin disease gets a smart home. Tell us about that.
So John Huston Dilgen, he's 15 years old, and he lives up in Staten Island, New York. And he has a rare skin disease that makes it so his skin, I mean, it's like his skin won't adhere to his body. It blisters and
wow.
Anything, like the slightest touch, you know, it's like glass. He has difficulties with it. And so it's called epidermolysis bullosa. And, yeah. You know, it just, he has to change bandages every day, and he has a lot of special requirements. And, you know, he had gone to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and Hope for Help. You know, whenever his family's changing his bandages, he gets freezing cold. And they were just hoping to put a place, like a bathtub for him in the kitchen. And whenever they approached the organization, they said, "Listen, we're not going to do that. We're going to get you a whole new house."
Oh, wow.
So
they
get him a smart home. Isn't that amazing? And if you could see this video, I really encourage everybody to watch it. It will just really humble you and touch your heart. But he's just as concerned about this house being like for his family and for his siblings, you know, for his parents and siblings as he is for himself. You know, he's suffering through all this. And, you know, with his house now, he'll have an elevator that will take him to every floor. He'll have a room for changing bandages. And you just see how grateful he is just to have a home to live in for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
It really humbles you and any problems in your own.
Exactly. Go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. And this video, along with others, are on full display right there for you to enjoy, share with your family and friends, you know, spread the word and bless them, because that's what we do here with these viral videos. We're looking to add to your day. I was touched by this one here about a FedEx driver who saw a fallen American flag. And what he does next in honoring in, you know, those of us that still believe in the flag was, you know, indescribable, was it not?
Oh, you know, it's a moment like you were talking about with all the different people kind of arguing in politics. It was kind of a moment where we all could just really respect what he did. So this happened up in Maryland, in a Maryland neighborhood, and surveillance camera caught it. A flagpole had actually fallen down, and as we all know, you know, the American flag should not ever be on the ground. And, so a FedEx driver was passing by, and he stops what he's doing, and he takes the American flag, and he folds it the proper way you fold a flag, and he leaves it on the porch. Well, whenever the homeowner found out what happened and she saw the video, she wanted to post it and tell FedEx how much she appreciated it. It's actually a man named Mike King who did that. And he said, it's the Marine way. You know, he said that it would have been better justice for Lady Glory if the wind was gusting at 50 miles an hour, but he wanted to make sure that he stopped and folded it up. And just seeing him do that, just seeing him take that time and show that respect, I think is what touched so many people when they saw the video.
Exactly. Well, this other story here is about a couple in New York, and you know, they're you know, a British couple, and he is you know, on bended knee proposing to his soon to be fiance, and he loses the engagement ring. I guess in the nervousness of it all, mishandles the engagement ring, and it goes into it falls into the street and what into a subway grate.
So actually what happened, it looks like he's proposing and that's when he drops the ring. But what happened is he proposed in the park, but John Brennan and Daniela Anthony got engaged in New York on their 10th dating anniversary. And the ring was too big for her. But he was so excited about her being his fiance that he insisted she wear it. And it just happened to slip off right as they were walking over one of those grates in New York. And he said he remembers it slowly bouncing, kind of like one bounce, two bounces.
Like a slow motion effect kind of thing, right? Oh, no, the ring.
Yeah, moments in life where it's moments in life when it slows down. Well, they waited for about 2 hours. You know, they had contacted authorities and tried to get it, and they just kind of thought all hope was lost. And they're like, you know what? We're going to make the best of our trip here in New York and go ahead and go back home. Well, little did they know, the NYPD did not let it go, and this couple did not leave their information, their contact information to the NYPD. Ends up getting this ring and cleaning it up, but they can't find the couple. So again, this is one of those stories where they use Twitter and they put it out there. This couple doesn't even use Twitter, but word was able to get back to them, when they had the surveillance footage of them posted up there.
Oh,
and
very cool.
They were able to get the ring returned. Isn't that amazing?
All's well that ends well. How, final story I think we got time for is a Virginia 911 dispatcher's post goes viral for telling their truth. Well, what was this about?
So I really like this story because a lot of people think of 911 operators kind of like as a clerical position. And it's not. You know, those are the people who are with you through some of the most difficult moments of your life. You know, they're the ones trying to explain how to do the Heimlich maneuver when you're in a dangerous situation, or you know, the ones comforting you when you're panicking because a loved one is taking their last breath. And this Virginia dispatcher just took a moment and she explained why she thought they should be qualified as first responders because of what they're doing to help. And it really resonated with you know, her name's Lynette Jeter, and it resonated with different you know, different 911 operators across the country. Actually, a friend of mine who was a 911 operator also had shared the story, and she was just saying this just hits so close to home. It's really a job that people don't realize how much you, like, of your heart goes into it and how important they are.
Really, when you think about it, it's most incredible. Well, we got to leave it there. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Great stories today.
Thank you, Bill.
You take care.
Thank you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54?